Can I start by asking you both your names?
My name's Dylan.
And I'm Kat.
Perfect. And you're both students that are in your first year at UCLan. You're both freshers. What are you both studying?
I'm studying fire and leadership.
I'm studying international tourism management.
Okay, so some interesting subjects. But, we're here to talk about Scottish independence and the result that's come out today. In general, how are you both feeling about the outcome?
Well, I'm quite disappointed. I thought we could have maybe have just scraped past. But, just overall, just not happy about it.
I'd say I'm disappointed too, and I think from what I heard, campaign was getting a lot stronger, maybe it didn't at the last minute, but I think it's an overall disappointment. Like, this country could achieve a lot more.
So, disappointment kind of all round here. Do you know how close the vote was in the end?
It was a 10% margin, so 55% no, 45% yes, and...
So you have been watching the polls then, so it is something that was of key interest to you?
Of course, it's the future of our country. It's make or break. So, at the end of it, it was a 97% of the whole nation that actually voted. So, the whole nation really wanted a change.
We're also given the vote as to whether we wanted a vote. You'd think if people were happy with the way the country were, there wouldn't be that need to have voted to have a referendum vote.
I'll just pull you up on that there, Dylan. So it's actually 85% of people that have voted.
All right. I think it was just me this morning, woke up straight away and I was probably still half tired, and I've just seen it on Facebook. That's on 12%.
That's not bad when you're coming off the beer goggles. Did you guys yourselves actually get a vote? Because obviously you've now moved and you're now residents in the UK, aren't you?
I've been living in Wolverhampton for the last 10 years, so, I didn't get a vote, and I really thought, it is quite weird how they've just thought anybody in Scotland, and it's, can vote, but anyone outside it can't, even if you're Scottish or what, you've just moved.
I got to vote, and I voted yes, I did postal votes last week, the point you were saying, I think it's ridiculous that you had to be a resident in Scotland to vote, because quite honestly, people like me and Dylan will probably go back to Scotland at some point, and that's our country, that's where we live. Meanwhile, you've got EU citizens and international citizens who are resident in Edinburgh, or Scotland, sorry, who have no intention of staying. They were allowed to vote. They don't care really what happens to the country. And some people, Scottish independence would be inconvenient because they are funded by the UK government or whatever. I just think it was a bit unfair how others say Scottish people who have been living in England or other countries weren't allowed to vote, but anyone who was living in Scotland was.
It does seem unfair because essentially you are born and bred in Scotland, as people like to say, and if you're going back then the changes directly affect you. How do you guys think your families, friends back in Scotland, or when you go up to Scotland? I know you said you've been living in Wolverhampton, Dylan, are going to kind of react? How are you going to be with them when you go back?
Well, I was just up in Scotland for a week before I came to university, and it's the yes voters, no voters were all in full swing. It was the last week running, and my family as well. The majority of my family, they were all yes voters, but my mum, she was no, and my great aunt, she was no, and they were just saying it was the risk of losing the pound. Just the main facts. Cheers. The main facts, but they weren't really going into it. But my other aunts, uncles, cousins, they were all yes. And I don't know, I think they're just going to be equally disappointed as me, kind of thing.
I would say the majority of my family and friends voted yes. I actually don't really know that many people who voted no.
I suppose that's interesting when the split is so close that you don't know as many no voters. What you were saying about the facts, Dylan, it was in quite a conflicted conflicted way the past couple of weeks, wasn't it? Because you had people saying, we're keeping the pound, we're not keeping the pound, we're going to, you know, give up our debt. No, you're not. It was very two-sided. You know, one side was saying one thing and saying it was a fact and this would happen. The other side were equally saying this is a fact, this is going to happen. I suppose it was quite confusing, especially for you, Kat, as someone who actually had a vote as well. I'm not saying you shouldn't have, Dylan, but Kat, as the voter here, must have been really confusing for you.
It was quite confusing, and I think the people who did vote no, that it was the currency situation that was their reason, and what was going to happen to their pensions. Like, that wasn't really made very clear by the Yes party, but, yeah, it was quite confusing. It was back and forth. Westminster were saying one thing, Scottish campaigns were saying a completely different thing. But I just went with my own countries, to be honest. Like, I think the Yes campaign ran the better party anyway.
I know you might have touched on it there, but what were the key defining policies, factors that made you want to vote yes?
I think overall we would be a richer country with yes. We have the renewable energy that we could sell to England. England doesn't have as much renewable energy. We have the fishing industry. We have oil. We have We have a large tourism industry, and that's the subject I'm studying. I just think that Scotland, with the size of the country, could be a lot more. And I think, quite honestly, we should have given it a shot. I just think people maybe doubted their own country.
I think also, we would have been much better off. I was looking into the facts about it, and like Kat says, the oil up in Scotland, they found so much, billions of oil. Yeah, the North Sea oil, billions of oil could last years and years, and it's just people were saying as well, oh yeah, Scotland, they're just brave heart in the head, and they're very patriotic and la di da, but it's there was a percentage as well, the tax that Scotland paid to England for the percentage of Scotland's population, and actually Scotland are paying more tax to England than supposed. I think I'm not really right on my figures, but it's say Scotland may pay around about 9% tax, but they only have 8% population. It's just something round about that. I could be wrong, but it's round about that.
I think I saw the fact, and I think it was you guys were paying more in tax than you were getting paid back in terms of government spending from Westminster, which does seem unfair. I don't know how much that 0.8% is. I suppose it sounds small, but actually, in reality, yeah. If you're looking at money, that's probably quite a lot.
And that building up as well over the years, just think how much Scotland could have had.